You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and I have a special treat today, an interview with a cash master, a new cash master. He is just 19 years old. He's Master Kai. He's already over 6,000 followers in just a few months, and he's still learning, you know, how to even own faggots. He's a straight alpha male, and he is just learning the ropes of, you know, how to deal with faggots and you know, what faggots are all about, you know. So his story is interesting, his background and how he came to discover femdom. And actually, I get to teach him a couple of things in this interview, so I always love doing that, as everybody knows. So sit back and enjoy my interview with Master Kai.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Okay, I'm here with Master Kai. You might know him all over Twitter. Say hi, Master.
What's up, guys?
Now, there's several Master Kais on Femdom Twitter, strangely enough, spelled the same way as your name, K-A-I. You didn't know that? Yeah, actually, I was a graphics faggot for one of them. I did like smooth graphics and stuff. We're not going to speak of him. he's just kind of a, I don't know, he's not involved with faggots the way you are, I would say. So that's one reason why I wanted to talk to you today, because you do have kind of a unique take on how you deal with faggots. You're at Master Kai, K-A-I, 2021, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in femdom?
So, it's been since December, I believe.
Okay.
Mid-December of last year.
On Twitter, you mean? So, that was when you were first exposed to it?
No, I didn't start, yeah, when I was first exposed to femdom, but I didn't start on Twitter until February, March.
Okay, right. Okay. So, you discovered femdom in a general sense in December of last year. I see. Okay. You're 19 currently, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me, I guess, how you came to discover faggots in general. I mean, it's always interesting to me how straight alphas discover this.
Okay. So it's kind of a funny story. So basically, I was just in my room. I didn't have anything. I had no knowledge of any of this. Right. And I made a TikTok as a joke that was like, hey, does anybody want to buy my feet pics, whatever. I didn't think anything of it. I wake up and I got like a shit ton of views, like 60,000, 70,000 views, maybe more, something like that. And people were like, hey,
what made you want to put your feet pics up there and offer them for money anyway? I mean,
it was literally just it was a joke. Like it wasn't I wasn't actually wanting to until people start texting me like, hey, like, can I buy them? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then time goes on and I get more into it and that's it. Yeah.
It surprised you, didn't it? It took you by surprise, didn't it?
It 100% did, because I kind of knew it was a real thing, but I didn't know it was this big. I don't think most people realize how big it really is.
No, that's true. That's very true. Now, when you were in high school, were you aware of faggots around you?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope. I had literally zero idea that this was, like, it was really like this.
I'm not talking just about Findom. I'm just talking about faggots wanting to service you or serve you.
Nope.
Okay, nothing. Okay. They were probably too scared to approach you. That's generally what happens in high school, is that faggots will be watching you and wishing they could serve you, but they're afraid to approach you because they think you're going to beat them up or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. But at that end, because I was just in a really small school. There wasn't really many in high school in the first place. I had like 40 people in my class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably looking back, you could probably, now that you're experienced with faggots, you probably look back and say, oh, that person was a faggot, or this person, you know.
100%.
I should have used that person, you know. All the missed opportunities, but of course you're only 19 years old, so there's a whole world to conquer, you know.
Plenty more.
That's right. So in December, that was when you did the TikTok thing?
Yep, made the TikTok. It got a lot of views. I had people texting me, so I made another Instagram. That actually got taken down, so I don't have my Instagram anymore. Oh. But so then I kind of just resort to Twitter solely now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a huge market. There's a huge audience of faggots on Twitter for sure, as you well know, you know. So just in the past few months, you've rocketed to like 5,500 followers, you know.
I think it's 6,500.
Oh, it's 6,500. Okay, sorry. Sorry, please forgive me. Don't beat me. Don't step on me. okay, so that's pretty awesome. You know, that's huge growth. You know, obviously you're hitting a button somewhere, you know.
Yeah, the goal is probably 10,000 within... With this year, I want at least 10,000 followers.
Oh, you're going to hit that easily.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, just wait till they see you in this interview, okay? what are your thoughts now? Like, does it make sense to you?
100%.
Okay.
And the fag's point of view, I obviously know my point of view. And it works. I understand it 100% way more than I did in the beginning.
Uh-huh. Right. It just becomes it feels natural, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really does. It's every day. It's an everyday occurrence now. It happens all day, every day.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the best at responding at DMs. I think most people that follow me know that. I don't really respond to many DMs. But
yeah.
When I do, I don't know. I don't know why I don't respond to DMs. There's just so many to respond to. I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, you know?
Right, exactly. What a terrible thing to have to deal with, right? Fans. You're like the Shawn Mendes of Findom or something. So, in terms of hierarchy, are you seeing hierarchy in like a clearer view, because now that you're dealing with faggots, like you see where you are in hierarchy as opposed to faggots and how that all makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think for straight, I mean, I'm not a straight alpha, obviously. So I'm only speaking for the ones that I've served or the ones that I've talked to, once they start owning faggots or using faggots, it's not gay. It's simply the truth, right? I mean, I don't know how you look at it, but.
No, I look at it the same way. They were put on this planet to serve alphas like me.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Now you own a faggot, at least one, correct? Like one personal faggot.
Yes.
All right. Well, what's his name? His name? I don't know what you call it, but...
Carl,
okay. Now, how did you come to own Carl?
We just started talking from TikTok and obviously met up.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
So he was a local faggot. He happened to be local.
Nope.
Oh, okay. So he's traveling to you to serve. Oh, okay. What part of the country are you in? I don't even know where you're at.
Right now, I'm in Maine.
Maine, okay. So right now.
Who knows? But
you're looking for a castle on in a mountain somewhere. How far does Carl travel to serve you?
Well, no, now we're close. Before.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say where, but.
Right, of course. So Carl moved to you.
One of us moved.
Oh, okay.
I don't really want to get too into this.
I understand. Okay, that's fine. So one of you moved. So you're both close now. That's the point. Okay, so does Carl serve you every day?
Yeah.
Okay, so is he...
Whenever I want.
Okay. So he's not a 24/7 faggot. He's not like a live-in faggot or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Do you have Carl in chastity?
Huh?
Did you put Carl in chastity? Chastity. You know what chastity is, right?
Never heard of chastity.
Really?
I have not.
I can't believe we've gotten this far into this and you haven't heard of that. Chastity is, there are things called chastity cages that fit over a faggot's nub and balls, you know, and locks it up so that they can't get erect or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay, I have seen that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah, chastity. It's a chastity device.
I'm not really into that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. I mean, the reason why straight alphas put faggots in chastity is to keep them service-minded and not self-oriented. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because faggots they'll masturbate and lose interest or lose focus, you know? So if you put them in chastity, then they're focused on you, you know?
Gotcha.
You probably see a lot of game-playing faggots in your time so far, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, that's the problem, okay? The masturbation is the problem.
Yeah.
The faggot will get off talking to you, and then it will go away, you know?
Yep.
So that's a problem. That's why you want to put your faggots in chastity.
Sure. Good idea.
Yeah. There you go.
Never really thought about it, but now I will.
Look out, faggots. You're going to get locked up. A lot of alphas manage to do it remotely. I don't really think it's that effective, personally. I really think your faggot has to be there. You have to, you know, supervise the faggot's locking so that it's locked, you know, and it stays that way. You'd be the key holder of the device, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. Boy, I can see the wheels turning in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I've really given you a great idea, didn't I? There's a whole new world. I mean, you don't understand, like, I think you're just scratching the surface of what kind of power you can actually exert over a faggot.
100%.
Yeah.
Because I'm still technically new.
You're brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. So if anything else that comes out of this interview, you've learned that. So that's awesome. Does Carl do domestic service for you, or is it he just a humiliation fag or what?
Pretty much whatever I say, he does.
Oh, okay. How far have you pushed it? I mean, do you piss on him or make him drink your piss? Do you do anything like that? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Like I said, I haven't touched. I haven't done as much
as most
masters have.
Right. You're just collecting the cash at this point.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, you deserve the fag cash that you're getting because you put in a lot of work on your Twitter. This is something I really wanted to get into also. This is one reason why I wanted to talk to you is because those, like, giant videos that you're making, you become pretty well known for them, you know.
Do you like those?
I mean, I think that I like them from a creativity standpoint. Gotcha. I mean, I definitely have a macrophilia fetish. I've always had it. That's what you're playing on is macrophilia, which is, right, you probably know this.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I've always had that myself as a faggot, and I think a lot of faggots do. So it's effective, you know.
Good.
What do you, how do you like it? Do you like doing it?
They're fun. No, yeah, they're fun. Okay. I do like doing those. I get a lot of good compliments about the videos I make.
Yes. There's no doubt. They're very creative. Mm-hmm. And you're invested in it. Like, it's not just some thing that you're doing because the faggots want to see it. Like, you actually like doing that. You can tell.
Yeah, definitely. They're fun. It's just like making a little movie, but for your pleasure.
Right, right. It's a different type of porn, I guess.
Yep.
You don't have to pull your dick out. You know, you can just pretend to be a giant for a couple of minutes.
Literally. Like, if I'm getting paid decent money for it, I might as well make it look good. That's why I put a lot of work into them. I
mean, yeah. Both. Right. Now, was Carl the one that came up with the idea?
Yeah.
Okay. How did he approach it?
That's obviously what he's into. So he told me I asked him what he would like. So based off of what he likes, that's what we make into the videos. Because if he likes it, odds are many other people will like it as well. Mm-hmm. So that's, and we just come up with ideas, mainly Carl, but.
Okay. Well, good for Carl. That's good. Mm-hmm. Alphas can learn from their faggots, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl seems to be very devoted to you. Like, he seemed like a very good faggot, you know, honestly.
Yep.
Would you like to keep him long-term as your faggot?
Always, yeah, of course.
Okay. How do you view your faggots? Like, how do you view Carl in terms of your life? Could you kind of describe how you view him as a straight alpha?
Yeah, okay, so that's a hard question.
It's not all softball questions here, Master.
God.
Tell us how beautiful you are. And I could ask that kind of stupid question, but like, tell us how sexy you are. But like, I'd like to know your viewpoint on that. Like, how you view Carl?
He's really just, he's pretty special to me. He treats me with respect. I treat him with respect. He does what I say, and it just works out, I guess.
Right, right. Is he like a pet? Like a dog? Like a faithful dog? In a way?
No, he's more of just like a really good friend that does what I say.
Oh.
Helps me out a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. He's not your equal, though. So, I mean, So it's kind of hard to call him a friend because a friend would be an equal, right?
I don't think so. I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Do you have other friends that are subservient to you? Like friends in your life?
No.
Right. Because they're equal to you in a way. Like, they're, you probably run with an alpha pack in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They're equal to you. They're not going to submit to you. No. But Carl's more like a dog. He obeys what you say, and he's faithful to you.
In a way. Yeah, in a way.
So faggots are under your control. They're your property, essentially.
Oh, yeah, I have many that call me their master, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I treat everyone differently.
Yeah.
Are you the same?
Right.
Some, I mean, better.
Carl. Oh, what?
Some better than others. Like, obviously, I'm going to treat Carl better than all the other ones.
Right. Right. You have some amount of respect because you see him every day submitting to you, so that makes a difference, you know.
Yes.
Some faggots are definitely, they definitely want you to treat them badly. They've got certain kind of problems. I would say.
Yeah.
You know. Has there been something that's been, like, shocking, like, offensive to you that you've seen so far? Faggots can be pretty gross sometimes.
No, yeah, there's definitely some things that are a little disturbing, but I wouldn't say anything's like... Okay. Obviously, I get sent pretty weird stuff sometimes, but that's a given. That's with every monster.
Right. I mean, like, you open up your DMs and there's a picture of a faggot's asshole. You know, like, you're just like...
Exactly. And I'm like, I... No. No. Slap.
How many people in your life know about your FinDom exploit so far?
Almost all of them.
Oh, okay. So you were straight up with everybody right away.
Yeah, I'm like, make fun of me if you want. I don't care. Like, I'm...
This is life-changing money, actually.
I'm getting paid to be an alpha. Like, how? Why would you make fun of me for that? The fuck?
Exactly. Like, people are treating me like a god, and they're attributing to me vast sums of money.
Exactly.
If you're going to make fun of me about that, well, I don't know. I guess I'll just drive in my Lamborghini away from you and go somewhere else.
Like, you go work your $9-an-hour job. I'm going to go to Miami and have some fun. Like, fuck all of you.
Right. So, the money. The faggots like to hear about the money. Every time I interview... Cashmaster, I get the same question from faggots. Ask about the money. So, what's been your biggest month so far?
The most I made in the month?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't keep track of that much, but if I had to guess, I don't know. That first month, like January, was a good month. I think I made around 5K, 6K.
Okay.
Maybe a little more than that.
Okay. All right. That seems about right. You know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to keep track of it better, probably. This is a word of advice. You're going to have to probably get a tax person on board.
Really?
Your little empire, yes. Or get a tax faggot or something. I mean, just... to help you with that, because you're going to have to report this stuff and you're going to have to keep track of it.
Yeah, true.
I just don't want you to get in trouble, you know, Master.
No, yeah. Because I know I got to pay it back, like OnlyFans, pay taxes.
Yeah. Right.
So.
So you started up OnlyFans just recently, I guess, with the whole nut deal, right?
January.
Okay. Yeah. So you just started up Master Kai Enterprises. Master Kai Incorporated, you know, in like in a month or something. Yeah, you're gonna have to get a tax person for sure. But 5K, 6K, that's a lot of money for a 19-year-old alpha male to.
Yeah, it really
just get
is.
Out of nowhere. And it's been consistent, pretty much.
Very consistent, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that would be your biggest month, because now you're growing exponentially, you know.
Yeah, but I used to do a lot more customs than I do now. Okay. Right now, I'm very busy, so I haven't been getting the customs. If I was making customs right now, I would be making a shit ton. But like I said, I'm bad at responding. I'm just very, very busy. So that's why, right as of right now, I haven't done a custom in a while. Actually, I'm kind of just sticking to OnlyFans.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's probably the way to go. Some alphas really do have a it's a business. I mean, they really run it like a business, you know? And so I don't know. Like for me, I'm always like, why would an alpha make custom content for a faggot? You know, like, honestly, faggots should just tribute to alphas without custom content. It should be just, you're a faggot. That's what you're born to do. So do it.
Exactly. Like today, so I got paid just to get asked a question. They asked me a question. I was like, yeah, go for it. And they're like, okay, now that I asked you a question, I'll pay you tribute. And I'm like, good. That's what you should do.
Very good. you know, I just wanted to point out, you know, you probably know this, but there are alphas making $100,000 a month in this scene.
Yeah.
the money is outrageous, which is why you needed somebody on board, or you need to be keeping track of this better. So
we'll see if I ever make that much, but who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what I would do to even be able to make that much.
You can make that much.
Wow.
You can make that much. Yeah.
Or what?
Well, yeah, definitely. It's just a combination of, you know, Skype drains or, yeah, you know, team viewer cash rates, you know, whatever. It's a whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
The, you know, selling used underwear, selling socks and whatnot, you know. Have you done that? Have you done that already?
Yeah, I have.
Yep. I mean, as a straight alpha, how does it feel like some faggot's got your used underwear out there sniffing it at night? Like, do you think about it? Like,
you feel very valuable, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Are you currently dating a girl right now or anybody? No.
I don't got the time for that.
time to get that cash, right?
Yep. priority.
There you go. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
Oh, okay. Who was a lucky girl? Was she a girlfriend or just a whole...
Yeah, she was my girl. I've only had one girlfriend. I don't like dating. And she was she was a total bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck her. Well, you did fuck her.
Anytime.
Yeah, right. Okay. I have to ask, the fingernail painting. So show me your fingernails. It's just the one?
It's just the one. I just got bored and went whoop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
I didn't know if that was a thing that you like to do. Nowadays, straight dudes run around in skirts and fingernail painting and stuff. I mean, I kind of like it in a way, but, you know, whatever.
I mean, the earrings, I fuck with the earrings and rings and all that, but I don't have any interest in totally painting my nails.
Right. Do you have kind of a, I'm trying to think of how I would describe your look. There's, like, in the 80s, probably you would have been like one of the bad boys that, like in a John Hughes movie or something, you know? Yeah.
What's that movie called? Outside.
The Outsiders.
Movie? Yes.
Well, I was thinking more like Pretty in Pink.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's an old John Hughes movie. It's really, I don't really like it at all. But it was just, you look like one of those kind of bad kids, you know.
Oh, gotcha. I'll look that
like,
up later.
Who would grab Molly Ringwald's tit, you know?
Ooh.
So the sky's the limit, Master. Like you literally could do just about anything, you know.
Thanks.
While you've got while you're wearing this shirt, do you understand like the power of your armpits? Have you really explored that at all?
Nah, I mean I've sold some armpit pics, but I really have not done much with armpits at all.
Uh-huh.
I've sold probably three.
I mean, I guess I'm just saying like the scent of your body. Do you understand like the power of your scent? Has anybody ever in your personal life mentioned anything about the scent, that how you smell as a man? Like,
I mean, I've been told I smell good, but
yeah, right. About it. Okay, like. Have you ever looked into like pheromones and things like that? How you're okay, like alphas in particular have very strong pheromones. Pheromones are the scent that your armpits and your balls and stuff give off, right? Or your feet, your sweat glands essentially give off pheromones. Okay, and I'm just kind of curious if anybody's ever mentioned that, you know, like girls have said, you know.
I mean, my armpits smell like shit after I work out because my armpits sweat profusely. So
right, but here's the thing, Master. You think they smell bad, but faggots think that they're hypnotizing the faggots. Just like the way Carl is addicted to the way your feet smell.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He loves it, doesn't he?
Uh-huh. Everybody loves it. Perfect feet, man.
Huh?
So I got perfect feet, man.
You do have pretty feet, but, like, they smell good. Carl likes the smell.
Oh, yeah.
You think they smell bad, but Carl doesn't think they smell bad because, you know, it's the pheromones causing that. Well, it's the same thing with your armpits and stuff like that, too. So, like, you should be aware of that because it's a secret power that you have.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of an invisible power that you have. Like, just the fact... That's why a lot of guys lift their arms. I think they're like a subconscious thing. Like, exactly. Like, you're releasing that into the air and it gets into the subconscious mind.
Yeah, definitely.
Think about that. Think about how you can control people that way.
Following, for sure. I get
that. Do you?
No, I do, yeah.
Yeah. So Carl's the only faggot that you've met so far in person, correct?
No.
Oh, okay. How did the other meets go? Did you enjoy those?
They've all done good. Yeah, nothing weird has happened. They've all been formal. We're good.
Oh, okay. But Carl's your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of you two relocated for this, so yeah, it's Carl's important.
Yeah. 100%.
Carl's your first faggot, basically. Like, he's your first piece of property.
Yep.
Human property.
Yeah.
So 10,000 in just the next few months and then onward from there.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, it's been nice talking to you, and I really liked hearing about your process. The videos are special to me. I really do think you're tapping into something special there. And it was just shocking to me that a straight alpha understood it that deeply, you know. So now I know the secret.
Yep.
Carl. Carl's the secret.
Yep, exactly.
Do you think Carl's going to watch this interview?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Well.
Hopefully a lot of people watch the interview.
Well, lots of people are going to watch the video. Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to talk. I definitely am going to watch your progress and push you as much as I can. And,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep being superior. You know, now that you know this secret thing, don't let it go. Like, it can be a part of your life, you know, a powerful part of your life. So.
Yep, will be.
It will be. Okay. Well, thank you, Master. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Bye.
End transmission.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to him. He clearly, you know, he's a little uncomfortable, I think. It's, again, it's something brand new to him, a lot of this, so here... You have this faggot interviewing him, you know, and you'll see some more of it. I'm going to produce a video version of this interview to post on the YouTube channel and possibly on his social media. So you'll see that he was kind of, you know, struggling to open up, I guess, a little bit, you know, but... I love his creativity and his invention and stuff. So I think he's a nice addition to the scene. And I'm always intrigued by straight alphas as they come to understand more about faggots and the purpose of faggots and how natural it feels when they begin to use faggots in their life. So, and I've covered many, many alphas like that since starting the website. So, he's the latest, and I really was glad to get to talk to him. So I thank Master Kai for talking, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.